This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I'm really fascinated by what's been going on with the e-cig market. And we have a lot of kids out there that vape. Vaping is now the thing. So when we start to characterize the teens, you know how we have the 1920s, the 30s, the 40s, I guess we're called the teens. Are you guys good with that? Okay, so we're called the teens. So one thing that is going to characterize the teens will be social media. Will probably be a biggie. Even though social media started to get bigger in the O's, or the turn of the century, maybe they'll call it, social media would be big. The Kardashians, unfortunately, that's not, something I'm very proud of, but anyways, the Kardashians, will include them. Fitbits. Will Fitbits count? Let's include Fitbit. What else was really big? The whole Avenger Marvel comeback. Maybe we'll throw that in there. What else would clarify? So smartphones started though earlier. So I don't know if, you know, but I'm sure it's really, really big. But social media, I think, is probably a big one. But let's though, to make my point and to kind of, you know, cement the point I'm making, vaping. Vaping is probably going to be one of the things that will identify and delineate what our, this decade is about. Okay, are you guys okay with that? You're not? Well, who cares? And Juul is apparently a big part of that. These Juul e-cigs are really sleek looking. They look like little thumb drives, very sexy, very easy to hold and use and touch and vape, even in class. So you have kids that rather than smoking, they really like these e-cigs. Now, they have really cool flavors, Bananas Foster, Strawberry Daiquiri, Tutti Frutti, all sorts of different yummy flavors that these kids could have. They get their nicotine hit. They stay awake because, you know, kids are always sleeping. Kids sleep a lot because that's when they can grow. And that's when their mind can, you know, solidify things to memory. And it's just a cool thing to do. The problem is you have kids who never were going to smoke, never were going to put anything like that in their mouth, never were even thinking about touching nicotine because cigarettes are disgusting and cigarettes put you at risk for cancer and other health diseases. But when it came to vaping, they're like, it's safe. It's small, tasty. How could something be bad for you if it tastes like strawberries? Jolly Ranchers taste like strawberries. Bubblicious tastes like strawberries. This tastes like strawberries. Well, now Juul Labs is getting sued. The San Francisco-based e-cig company is under pressure from parents, schools, public health advocates, lawmakers, and the FDA because of its popularity with young users. And the lawsuits, we have already, I believe, 3 complaints since April. 2 of the lawsuits filed in California allege that Juul deceptively marketed the product as safe when it contains more potent doses of nicotine than actual cigarettes. Both lawsuits are seeking monetary damages as well as an injunction to curb Juul's marketing practices. It's funny, I have not seen one ad for Juul. haven't seen one ad. Now, maybe it's not because I'm not really on the teen sites or reading teen magazines or whatever. But I don't think they market to kids. Kids aren't allowed to buy e-cigs. Most of the marketing, the reason why I know all about it is it's all in the news. So I don't know if cutting back their marketing practices is going to do much. Because, I don't see TV ads for it. And what, they're going to have to make a different design? In the first case filed in U.S. District Court in Northern California late April, Bradley Colgate of La Jolla and Caitlin McKnight of Arroyo Grande said they first purchased Juul in 2017. The suit claims that McKnight became addicted to nicotine salts and now vapes several Juul pods each week. Colgate purchased Juul, not the Colgate brand toothpaste. Colgate's a man. Purchased Juul to help him quit smoking, according to the lawsuit, but the intense dosage of nicotine salts delivered by the Juul products resulted in an increased nicotine addiction and an increased consumption of nicotine by the plaintiff. In the second case in San Francisco Superior Court, Carl Cooper said he purchased Juul in hopes of quitting smoking. This is according to Wired.com. But Cooper, who the suit says began smoking at the age of 15 back in 2010, alleges that Juul worsened his addiction, turning him from someone who mostly smoked on the weekends to a habitual daily user within a couple of weeks. The suit claims that Cooper becomes agitated and moody if he doesn't get regular doses of nicotine salts from Juul pods. Whereas Cooper never felt the need to smoke on a daily basis, he now feels compelled to vape. And that's a thing we're seeing. I know middle schoolers who are addicted to vaping because of that. Nicotine's addictive. Now, is it Juul's fault? I don't know. The most recent complaint filed in U.S. District Court in New York in June came from the mother of a 15-year-old, identified as DP, alleging that Juul designed its product to contain more nicotine than necessary to satisfy the cravings of an adult smoker. DP then became heavily addicted to nicotine. But you see, a 15-year-old's not supposed to be using it. The suit claims, making him anxious, highly irritable, and prone to angry outbursts. He began using Juul after he started a specialized high school in Rockland County, offering programs that fit his interest in technology and carpentry. And the Juul use was pervasive at the school, including on the school bus, bathrooms, outside school, even in class. So, is it really the company's fault? If your 15-year-old is vaping, that's your fault. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So making huge headlines. This was all over the news. And so, of course, we're going to talk about it here. It's Facebook. It blows my mind that we are spending all this energy and time on Facebook. But this is kind of important. And it does end up affecting all of us. Facebook shares plunged about 20% in opening trading. They said it wiped out about $128 billion off the company's value. And maybe took $16 billion out of the pockets of Mark Zuckerberg. And this, pre-market trading, I apologize, was a huge hit for the social media giant and could unfortunately be a huge hit for our economy that we're going to talk about in a second. And we'll know more as the day progresses, but they say that Facebook is bracing for its worst day in 6 years as a public company and the biggest one-day wipeout in U.S. stock market history. The sharp decline eradicated $128 billion off the company's value, nearly four times the entire market capitalization of Twitter, And investors had hammered the shares because of a report of slower revenue growth in the second quarter on Wednesday. And stock ended up falling as much as 24% in late trading yesterday. So the social media giant's financial results released late on Wednesday fell short of Wall Street's expectations as the company continues to grapple with the privacy issues. As you know, Facebook had to take a lot of heat, especially congressional heat, because our data was not private. Ads and advertisers were sold our data. That's why we have all these ads trying to convince us to buy a bathing suit we don't need, buy shoes we don't need. They learn who we are. They study us. And we have actual predictable patterns based on our social media usage. Yeah, you stalk an ex-girlfriend on Facebook. Somebody knows about that. Possibly an advertiser. So, with this, we also hear news that Facebook has removed some targeting options to settle civil rights issues. Apparently, they've been investigated by Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson and has had to no longer allow advertisers to target certain ads based on race, national origin, disability status, and other characteristics. Gender, sex, creed, which we'll talk about. This affects you as well. Not because of Facebook, but because of business in general. So the social networking service has promised to stop giving advertisers the option to exclude people with certain ethnic affinities from seeing ads for housing, credit, job, insurance, places of public accommodation like restaurants, colleges, sports stadiums. Facebook also says it won't offer tools that enable anyone offering certain types of ads, like ads for jobs, housing, places of public accommodation, etc. They're not allowing these to discriminate based on race, national origin, sexual orientation, disability, and other factors covered by civil rights laws. Facebook's advertising platform allowed, quote, unlawful discrimination on the basis of race, sexual orientation, disability, and religion. According to the attorney Ferguson, that's wrong, illegal, and unfair. This resolves a 20-month investigation that began after ProPublica reported that Facebook allowed housing advertisers to block their ads from users who Facebook classified as having an ethnic affinity of Black, Asian American, or Hispanic. And it is illegal under federal law to publish housing or job ads that discriminate based on factors including race, religion, sex, and national origin. Some states have anti-discrimination laws that protect a broader range of people. Facebook has also faced a separate lawsuit in New York for allegedly enabling landlords and real estate brokers to block their ads from families or children, women and users whose interests suggest they are disabled or of particular national origin. Okay, so what does all this mean for you or I? I am no economist. I think we could all agree on that, right? Okay, no, I am a good doctor. No. Okay, we're not bagging on me, okay? Let's not bash. I'm just saying. Okay, the only thing we are going to agree on now is I'm not an economist. However, having been a business owner, having contributed taxes most of my life, not as a five-year-old, keep in mind, but all of my working life, I have acquired some expertise in the economy. I think we all have. And I'm a little nervous about the concept of major giants monopolizing certain aspects of the market. Now, I am pro-capitalism, trust me. I love the idea of supply and demand. I love the idea of competition, free enterprise. It's cool. But we have major sectors, major blocks of our economy dominated by a few. Amazon, for example. I'm a huge fan of Amazon. Buy from Amazon now almost exclusively. I think from a marketing and from a business standpoint, you could learn a lot from Amazon, but it scares the hell out of me. Amazon scares the living daylights out of me. Facebook does too. They get bigger and bigger and bigger and pervade all sorts of other parts of our life. You could do your shopping on Facebook. I think somebody was even talking about how you may even be able to have a medical provider, maybe later telemedicine on Facebook. Facebook, they were discussing in the news today how they need to maybe pivot and expand into other markets. That concerns me. I'm fine with a department store. Being a big department store. Remember May Company, Macy's, Penney's, Gemco, Kmart. I don't mind if they're big department stores. I get that. But when you start going into the pharmacy industry, when you start going into the grocery industry, when you start going into all these other industries, and then you become the one go-to place, I just get a little nervous. Now, from an advertising perspective, they're right about you can't use a platform like Facebook and discriminate against ethnicities and races. I get that. But if we extrapolate that to other marketing, the whole art of marketing is to find your demographic and appeal to that demographic. And it's expensive to market. And so if I was told that for my radio show, I had to market it to everybody of all ages, even 2-3-year-olds, I'd be like, how am I supposed to do that? I can't be, let me market it to the demographic that usually listens to my show. Why am I marketing to kids? Why am I marketing to, when we see this idea of, you have to make sure you're all-encompassing. I get that because, again, we're not a race. We're not a society anymore that discriminates. But I'm starting to see a lot of blending and loss of some of our cultures. I mean, I was in San Francisco, and we went to Chinatown. And Chinatown, I've never been there, but I think I was there once before. It's very, very cool. The culture was, it was amazing. The stores, some of the things they had, we had more authentic Chinese food that's not overly salted and sugary up like we do here in America. But I'm walking around Chinatown going, I wonder if we're not allowed to call it Chinatown anymore. I wonder if that's going to be considered discriminatory. I wonder if it's going to be considered discriminatory having a store that only sells Chinese culture novelties. You know, we need to stop for a second and rethink how we want to progress. We don't want to be racist. We don't want to be discriminatory. But we also don't want to lose the core to who a lot of us are. And, you know, look at Disney World, right? Epcot Center. People love, there's a little French section, Italian section. These are the types of things that are going to go away later. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan dismissed a push by House conservatives to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Ryan said he believes this doesn't reach to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Jordan is one pushing for the impeachment. He explained why he thought it was the right move to make.
We've sent numerous letters to Rod Rosenstein they haven't complied with. Two subpoenas they haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted. We know that Rod Rosenstein threatened House Committee Intel staffers, threatened them, chilling impact when they were trying to do their job, our job of getting doing the constitutional oversight we're supposed to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we are hearing there will not be a vote for impeachment today in the House. President Trump is in Iowa today leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. The president will then travel to Illinois, where he will celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember I talked to you guys about why food poisoning is on the rise? And maybe one issue is our gut microbiome. I just love being able to say that because my lisp doesn't come out. Well, now a study agrees with me, saying boosting levels of your bacteria in your gut could be a new form of treatment against food poisoning. Researchers say that a byproduct of a group of bacteria found in the intestines hinders salmonella from growing and multiplying. The byproduct is known as propionate. It does not activate the immune system's response to the infection, but rather slows down the time it takes to grow and spread. Now, the team from Stanford University in California says that not only does its study show why people may respond to infection differently, but it also could provide a new form of treatment for a very common form of food poisoning, one that is now affecting our Ritz crackers, our Goldfish crackers, our Swiss rolls. Salmonella infections do also occur eating raw meat, eggs, and food contaminated with the bacteria. We talked about salmonella, where within 12 to 72 hours, you can start exhibiting symptoms like abdominal cramps, fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. and the symptoms can last anywhere between 4 to 7 days. Some of us need to have antibiotic treatment, but the majority of us do not. If you do have a weakened immune system, then unfortunately you could be at risk for more severe dehydration. So it's not a very, very fun illness to have, and we strongly urge people to wash their hands before they eat, try not to touch contaminated food. When you hear of these recalls, please be careful and try to avoid recalled food and, you know, all the other mumbo-jumbo that we've been saying now as a broken record for months. So, according to the CDC, Salmonella causes 1.2 million illnesses each year. 23,000 hospitalizations and 450 people will die every year from Salmonella. Now, lead author Amanda Jacobson is a graduate student in microbiology and immunology at Stanford. After two strains of mice were injected with the pathogen, they had different levels of it in their stomachs. And she said that the researchers then set out to find if differences in the gut bacteria of the mice affected the levels of the infection. So for the study, the team first performed fecal transplants on the mice, a process by which the rodents are administered antibiotics that kill their normal gut bacteria and then receive the excrement of other mice to recolonate. Some of the feces came from mice that were resistant to Salmonella, and some came from mice that were susceptible to it. From this, the researchers found that groups of bacteria were different between the two strains of mice, and that their typical makeup in the intestines dictated differences in the growth of Salmonella. And they determined that a group of bacteria called bacterioids were more present in the rodents who received the fecal transplant from mice that were protected from infection. Now, many short-chain fatty acids are produced by the bacterioids, one of them being propionate, and the propionate was 3 times greater in the mice that were resistant to the Salmonella. But researchers learned that the propionate does not trigger an immune response. Instead, what it did is it reduced the internal acidity of the Salmonella cells, causing it to need more time to grow. So what does that mean? Well, it means our gut bacteria is a lot more involved in our lives than we give it credit for. Now, some of you will say, well, who cares? Then you're probably not enjoying my show too much. But the reason why I find this fascinating and the reason why I'm taking the time to explain this to you is I think, finally figured something out, that stuff we took for granted in our body actually is useful. You know, like your skin, for example. You have bacteria on your skin. You have a lot of bacteria on the skin. Staph epidermidis. Staph epidermidis, for example, is a bacteria that won't hurt you. I mean, maybe rarely you could get an infection from it, but for the most part, it won't bug you. And it's all over your skin. Staph epi. I think it's also up in your nose. And the staph epidermidis is there for a reason. It's not just sitting there. It keeps other bugs away. And who knows, maybe it also sends certain signals to the body. Maybe there is a lot more other things it does. You know, we were talking about the appendix. For years, everybody said the appendix is worthless. And I'm like, some other researchers are like, nah, the appendix is a hollow tube. And it houses zillions and zillions of bacteria in this little baby tube. Now, sometimes it gets infected and we take it out. And it looks like the average person does fine. They haven't really studied too much. People that had an appendix, you know, an appendectomy, what ended up happening to them years later would be a nice study to do. But I'm sure somebody studied it, but nobody talks about it. But the appendix was never useless. God and nature do not make useless things. Everything has a purpose. Even a mother-in-law, everything has a purpose. Okay? And it's a purpose to better you. No, I'm serious. Think about it. Mother-in-laws. Let's just stop for a second. Okay. No, I'm right about this. How does a mother-in-law better you? Oh, come on. You can think of something. You end up seeing the mother-in-law's behavior and want to do the opposite. So then you try to be opposite your mother-in-law. See? Then that makes you a better in-law. So, you see, it's the circle of life, all right? Bad things happen, you learn from those bad things, and then you become better. So, an appendix was never useless. Those zillions of bacteria that are located within the appendix, and the appendix is on the right side of the colon, the start of the colon, the large intestine, I believe, get squirted into the colon when it picks up that there's not enough bacteria in the colon. Or a shortage of really good bacteria within the gut. And it keeps your system doing what it needs to. Because think about it. In caveman days, you'd get diarrhea. And you'd lose a lot of your bacteria. How do you replenish it? And get your appetite back up. And get your gut moving like it's supposed to. And all the other things that the bacteria apparently helps you do that we don't know yet. You had to get the bacteria from somewhere. And if you didn't eat for decades, you didn't have a lot of time to recreate all those bacteria. Now, I'm not saying diarrhea sterilized it by any means, but it surely flushes out a lot of bacteria. Well, you get it from your appendix. Now, somebody could say, well, then do people without an appendix have slower recovery times after getting gastroenteritis? I don't believe so. Which could then refute that theory that that's what its main design is. Maybe there is another design. Maybe there is something else that's it's doing for us. But there's nothing in the body that's useless. Now, somebody could say, well, what about your ovaries? Well, okay, my ovaries are still working. Thank you. My ovaries are still working. And they still do give off estrogen. I mean, they don't completely die. Because if you had an organ that died, it would necrose and the body would wall it off and try to expel it somehow. Everything has a purpose. Pimples. Pimples have a purpose. Pimples lubricate the skin, keep things moist. Maybe they're an overabundance of moisture and stuff that we don't want. But there's a purpose to everything. You itching. Why do you itch? Well, it's a reaction from the histamine. And, well, maybe you itch because that's your body's way of flicking off a tick or trying to pick out infection. You know, pimples burn and itch and you try to scratch them out. You scratch because that's your way of getting it out. Everything has a purpose. Your body is brilliant. Your body knows exactly. A fart. That helps move stuff out of the colon. Move it down the pike. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHowSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHowSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's hot. It is hot. We're hearing places are easily clocking 120 degrees. And so, is relief in sight? No, no. We're still not even into August yet. But, what is, I guess, coming our way, is a study saying that if you sleep with a fan at night, it could be bad for you. So what, we're supposed to just sit there and sweat? They say sleeping with a fan could put you at risk of sinus problems, exacerbated allergies, dehydration, and other health issues. Poppycock. Just poppycock. Why? They say because when the fan circulates the air, it dries the air out. And then you breathe the dry air. When you breathe dry air, it causes your nasal passages to produce excess mucus, and become blocked up. your fan in your room could aggravate your allergies, your hay fever, your asthma, because it blows dust from all around your room, up into your nasal passages. If your fan stays off during the day and since they're collecting dust, that's going to be a lot of allergens being blown up your nose. Well, that's why you turn on the fan for like 20 minutes before you go to bed. You know, let everything kind of blow and do what it needs to and, you know, let the cat sneeze. When my cat sneezes, the kid's like, I was like, did you sneeze? Little kitty cat goes, chup. I was like, that was a sneeze. Little cat's looking at me like, no big deal, I just sneezed. I'm like, yeah, that's a kid. Anyway, they say for those of us that sleep with our eyes and mouth open, it's not good. You guys sleep with your eyes open? Yeah, some of you sleep with your eyes open. That is some crazy stuff. Then your eyes dry out. They say dry air goes into your mouth, could wake you up at night, feeling seriously dehydrated, blowing into your eyes so you're all itchy and dry and tired. Yeah, no, there's a subset of people that sleep with their eyes open. I think that just freaks me out. So, what can you do? Well, one is you can humidify the air. They say you can pop a bowl of water on top of your radiator to create steam. That's going to add humidity to the air. Add plants to your bedroom. That'll improve the quality of the air. Leave your fan on, they say, for an hour before you tuck yourself in. Face it towards an open window. It'll siphon all of the hot air from the room and blow it outside, leaving your room cooler. Yeah, it's just hot. Or you can move to a cooler place. I was just in San Francisco. I froze my tushy off, but it was nice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. We're getting ready for football season. Preseason starts next week. Next week. We're already in preseason. This is going to be pretty exciting. Now, not so exciting is all the BS when it comes to the national anthem. Well, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, says, oh, hell no, we are not standing out of the national anthem. Now, hold on a second. I'm having some computer issues because I want to quote him properly. I don't think he said, hell no. So hold on a second. I need to quote him appropriately. All right. According to ESPN.com, the Dallas Cowboy, no. He will not bend his edict on his players. They will stand for the national anthem. But he wishes that President Donald Trump would not bring up the controversy as often as he does. Jerry Jones says his interest in what we're doing is problematic from my chair, and I would say in general the owner's chair. That's what Jerry Jones said at a Wednesday news conference at an opening training camp in Oxnard. He said it's unprecedented if you really think about it, but like the very game itself, that's the way it is and we'll deal with it. We feel strongly about how we deal with it and we'll do so accordingly, but yes, I, like everybody, would like for it to go away. So, what he's alluding to, which you all remember, is this all started with Colin Kaepernick deciding to take a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality of African Americans. And an original concern I had with that is there's so many other ways to protest. The national anthem, that means you're not supporting America. You know, you have an issue with cops. You have an issue with certain things happening. Okay, there's ways to protest that, but, you know, protesting the flag under which you have the freedom to play football and receive a multi-million-dollar contract just didn't make sense to me. It also didn't make sense that, you know, if you really want to help the cause, why aren't you donating to families? You know, just taking the knee, so later he starts to donate and, you know, people hail him a hero. Alright? Other people decided to join him. They got good press. And they felt that it was their way of standing for what they believed in. And it all of a sudden became a means to identify with a cause. And maybe it's a great cause, but the whole topic and the whole, you know, soundbite got skewed. And the whole rhetoric got skewed where it's not about the national anthem and this being America's game and us uniting as one. It's about supporting Colin Kaepernick and supporting players' rights. So all of a sudden, the issues started to change. Then things started to die down, and Donald Trump had brought it up at one of the rallies. And a lot of times, you know, it gets brought up. You know, when we talk about the signs of America falling apart and us trying to reunite America, many of us will bring up football because football is an American game. It's not much more American than that. Football and people rooting for their team and, you know, butting up to other people in the stands. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, football fans, there's no race or creed or gender. You could be a female Steelers fan, you could be a white fan, you could be black, you could be Hispanic. When a Steeler fan sees another Steeler fan, they bond. Same thing with Cowboys, etc. And so football is such a unifying sport that all of, well, maybe not unifying when you're against another team, but in terms of within your team, you know, you unify. I could be across a room wearing a Romo jersey or wearing a Roger Staubach jersey or wearing a Dez Bryant jersey, and somebody will bond, wave, whatever. They don't even know my name. We connect. And it's something that makes me love football and hope the sport, you know, barring people getting really, really hurt in it, can live on forever. So that's why it just doesn't make sense that the protesting happens, of all times, during the national anthem. I mean, if a player wants to take a knee, take it in the middle of a play. Get your butt chewed out by the coach. I mean, you're going to take a stand. If you really want it to matter, and you don't want the cameras to turn off of you, because that's what's going to happen now. A lot of the networks, they're going to, we just won't cover the national anthem. That's what they started doing. They're like, look, it's just too controversial. We just won't cover the national anthem. So whoever did stand or kneel or whatever, it'll be in the news tomorrow. But if you really want to take a knee and you really want to get pressed for your cause and you really want to make a point, do it in the middle of the play. No, nobody wants to do that. They want to do it during the national anthem. Well, then that doesn't make sense. National anthem is about America. It's about our liberty and our freedom to play the sport. So you're taking the knee, but then you're playing the sport? Doesn't make sense. Or you're taking the contract, or you're taking the paycheck. Doesn't make sense. You know, and again, it could be the best cause out there. You know, so Jerry Jones, I get it. He's hoping that Donald Trump doesn't bring it up again. He hopes this all could go away so they can move on. And I kind of agree with that. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You created
treat 9/11, do 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.